Hi, welcome to the parenting course. My name is Ryan, and I'm a father living in Ajax, starting a new church for busy commuting families. This parenting course is our gift to you. It's a world-renowned parenting course from the United Kingdom, and so you'll notice some British accents. If you are parenting with a partner or spouse, make sure you include them. Have them watch the same videos as you on the same days, and then over dinner or in the evening, make sure you discuss the content you've been looking at in the course. But for now, enjoy.
Hello.
A very warm welcome to the Parenting Teenagers course, which is designed for parents with children aged 11 to 18.
Scylla and I have been developing and running this course for more than 10 years. It's based on our own experiences, as well as the many tips and ideas we've picked up from parenting experts and from hundreds of other parents.
During the course, you'll be hearing from a number of those experts, ranging from psychologists to counsellors, as well as from teachers and lots of parents and teenagers themselves.
We're really glad you're doing this course, whether you're parenting as a couple or on your own, or you're step-parenting. We have four children. Kirsty, our daughter, is the eldest. And then three boys, Benj, Barney and Josh. And for 12 years, we had at least one teenager in our house, and for most of that time, several.
Whatever your circumstances and however many children you have, whatever their ages and stages, and whatever issues you're dealing with, we hope you enjoy as well as benefit from this course. One of our aims is to help you make the most of these teenage years.
Every parent faces challenges. While having young children is generally the most demanding stage physically, having teenagers is usually the most demanding stage emotionally.
With teenagers, we're often faced with a choice. Do we let them or don't we? Sometimes we get it wrong.
I remember one of those occasions. It was Barney's 17th birthday, and he'd just got his provisional driving license. He asked me if he could drive to the train station two streets away for their journey to school. Wanting to give him a treat on his birthday, I readily agreed, and with Josh in the back, we set off with a sense of excitement. What I hadn't registered was that Barney didn't have a clue how to drive. He began by shooting backwards, narrowly missing two cars and a pedestrian. We then jolted forwards and kangaroo hopped down the street in an alarming fashion. At this point, I suggested to Barney that he change gear. To my horror, he took his eyes off the road completely and started to study the gear stick. I grabbed the steering wheel and the handbrake as we careered towards a line of smart and rather expensive-looking parked cars, and we ground to a juddering halt. As an ashen-faced Josh got out of the car, he muttered, "Not your best idea, Dad," and walked the rest of the way to the station.
We faced all the usual challenges. Hair, bedrooms, major moods, times when communication was more difficult, wondering where they were late at night, trying to get them to take exams seriously, or less seriously in one case, and then suddenly they were 18 and leaving home.
We asked some parents what was best and worst about having teenagers.
I think the best thing about having teenagers is wherever they are, there's energy. You know, there's always chaos, there's always fun, there's always noise, and I really enjoy their company.
They've suddenly developed this mind of their own. You can't tell them to think what you want them to think anymore. They start to challenge your thinking and they want to do what they want to do.
You can never say the right thing. You know, at times I just, you know, it's that kind of moment time again. I find that quite difficult at times.
I just love that they're so funny and smart. And I think they're funnier than they were, than I was when I was growing up.
I really enjoy the fact that Lauren keeps us young and she makes sure that we know what music is good and what things are trendy to wear, and that's really important. I like it. It's good fun.
Being lippy and answering back, for me, that just pushes a button.
We can actually have a sort of discussion on things intelligently, and there's always feedback coming from them, and it's an exchange of opinions as well.
As they grow up, you get occasions where you could really throttle them, but the love's always there. You try to advise them, hope they take your advice, but they've got to sort of learn on their own, and you've got to sort of step back and not interfere too much. bed is great.
I don't like things like worrying about where they are. And I guess, the arguments, I think.
Teenage parties, alcohol, awful. Driving.
I love the sort of level of conversation, the deeper level of conversation I have, especially with our 16-year-old, who has formed her own opinions now and doesn't just assume mum and dad know everything. She knows a lot now herself, and that's fun to hear her opinions on things.
You're in a phase where you're having to let go, give them some autonomy, let go of control, and that is hard.
They're individuals. They have their own ideas that they want to share. And it's, unlike when they were younger. So it's more like friends.
Opening the fridge and there is nothing in it. So you think, you kind of plan something and you think, oh, gosh, that's so nice, I'll have that when I get home, and it's gone.
The bedrooms. Untidy. But they see that it's fine. They don't see a speck of dirt anywhere. But they just think it's great. They want to get up when they want to. Oh, it's frustrating.
It really is. Yeah,
it's the battle in our house with me.
Yeah, with him. You know? I just say, leave the bedrooms, Eric. Go past and shut the door.
Whatever you're going through, we hope that as you do this course and talk with other parents, you'll breathe a sigh of relief and say, well, at least I'm not alone.
We're going to be covering very practical topics, such as how we set appropriate boundaries, how we let them go gradually, how much freedom and responsibility we should give our teenagers, how we respond to their moods, and how we tackle the tougher issues like drugs, sex, money, and the internet.
We'll look at how to talk to our teenagers when it feels like they don't want to talk to us, and how we can keep on building our relationship with them.
The Parenting Teenagers Wheel is a visual summary of what we cover. In this session, session one, we'll be looking at how we can keep the end in mind amidst all the daily pressures and daily challenges.
Session two is about how we make sure our teenagers feel loved unconditionally.
Session three is about teaching them increasing responsibility as we gradually let out the boundaries.
In session four, we look at how we help our teenagers to handle their emotions in a healthy way, including handling their anger, and how this is a vital factor in forming strong relationships.
And then on session five, we'll look at helping them make good choices, particularly concerning all the big issues they're facing, through passing on information and values to equip them for life.
You'll see the rim of the wheel is about modelling values. This is a theme that runs throughout the course. Our children are like sponges. They absorb what we do. More than likely, they will copy us.
And then we've put love at the centre, as the hub. That makes the wheel turn smoothly. Because ultimately, parenting is all about loving our teenagers effectively.
After every session, we're going to recommend a discussion question for you to consider. And you can use this in whatever way makes the most sense. You can start out by just considering questions on your own, but then we'd strongly encourage you to discuss these with a partner in parenting, if you're parenting with someone else. Or find some friends who happen to be parents as well, maybe some people on your commute, at work, or in your neighborhood, and discuss with them. Our question for today is, when the speaker said parenting is about loving our teenagers effectively, what do you think this kind of love should be like? See you tomorrow.